Fern's NRL tips. Thanks to the Settlers Inn and the friendly Fernhill Tavern in the industrial area.
Triple M rocks footy. Rocks footy.
Well, it's Thursday and I have been waiting so long, actually since Friday night, to speak with Anthony Maroon, thanks to Alistair at the Sets and the unfriendly Fernie, who Maroon organised to ban me after my Roosters beat his Rabbits.
Well, that's right, I did, Strawny, and good morning to you. The unfriendly friendly Fernie to everyone else, the unfriendly Fernie to you, but I've reached out through the week to my good friend Alistair, and now you're barred from the Sets as well, mate. So, and not because the Roosters won, but because, as my wife always says about me, you're a bad loser, but you're a worse winner, and you are, mate. You're texting people, you're emailing pictures of bloody Roosters, mate. No one cares. No one won the grand final in August, Strawny.
I know, and I said that as well. I'd rather win the one in September than the one now, but I never text you. I just said, how long is my ban? Because you told me you'd ban me. You'd organise it. Because, see, you're like the Eddie Obeid of NRL, pulling the strings from the background, you know? With Alice.
I can't even pick the TV channel we watch at home. I don't pull any strings.
All right, we better get into this. You calling this one tonight, Broncos and Rabbits, your mob?
I am, mate. There's a lot of bitterness brewing around this part of the world where I am here in Sydney, around the Laparoos, because a lot of thought that maybe Anthony Seibold is heading back to Brisbane. And my mail is he'd like to do that because he'd like to go home. But, you know, nothing's happened as yet. As far as what goes on the field, I just think South will just be too strong. I love those Brisbane back rowers, your Pengai Juniors, your Offahengawis, and and David Fifita now. Mate, they're stars of the future. But tonight, I think the Bunnies will beat them.
All right, now listen, Maroon, I know you like looking at the ridiculous like I do. Can you imagine, like, weekly chats, if he does jump, with Darren Lockyer and Anthony Seibold, how would the conversations go?
Mate, it'd be like a couple of mafia hits.
Would be too. We love the pair of them. They're good blokes. Anyway, good luck to your Rabbits tonight. Now, tomorrow, the 6 o'clock game. What is going on with Trent Barrett in the coaching merry-go-round? He's at home on his, third-last game for Manly up against the Titans.
Well, this is a funny one, isn't it? I mean, Trent's going to pull out of Manly. We all assume because he's going to Penrith, but I don't know. But I'm wondering about Manly. Poor old Manly, you and I remember as being the glamour side of the 70s and 80s and into the 90s. They could have whatever player they wanted, and they did. But now, mate, a lot of coaches will be looking at Manly going, hang on, if I go there, you know, I don't want to bet my credibility on coaching Manly. They seem to be a mess off the field. So, you know, I don't know who would coach Manly beyond this year. Perhaps Desi goes back. Who knows? But I think the Titans will be too good, just too good for them, and too enthused, too inspired.
Okay, that's interesting. The second game tomorrow night is the Storm after, they really got out-muscled by the Sharks last week up against the informed Parramatta, who absolutely walloped St. George.
Yes, mate. If I were you, I would have one of my properties on Melbourne. Don't have them all, but one of them.
You are shocking. Fair dinkum. The Saturday game at 3 o'clock. Back last year, you called every one of these Saturday games with the Newcastle Knights heading to the foot of the mountains to take on the Panthers. What is going on there?
Yeah, well, mate, the Panthers, they should win this one, although they are without James Maloney. Now, if we think about last weekend, last tackle, 40 seconds to go, rather than kick on the last, he shifts the ball left, he finds Kickow, finds Wunga Blake, and the rest is history. Such a great player, James Maloney. He's been the difference to so many teams over the last decade. But even without him, I'm going to just tip the Panthers.
What about Kenty? Did you confront him when he said, it's a done deal? It's a done deal with Cleary. Where was that story emanating from?
Yes, well, mate, you know what they say about Paul Kent? He gets kicked out of the pub during happy hour. Well, I'm not confronting him about anything.
Okay, fair enough. All righty, the West Tigers at the 5:30 game up against the Dragons.
Yeah, look, the Dragons are well and truly off the rails now, mate. You look at that side the other night, you can see a few of them are carrying injuries, and a few of them just don't look like they're in the right headspace. And I feel terribly sorry for Mary, but let's consider that maybe the Tigers know by the time this game rolls around that if the Rabbitohs have beaten the Broncos, the Tigers win this, they are red hot in the running for the eight, and I think the Tigers will beat them.
Okay, yeah, the Tigers bus is rolling forward. The 7:30 game on Saturday night, the all-conquering Sharks up against, again, the informed Cowboys.
Yeah, look, mate, I'll have to take the Sharks just.
Okay, the 2 o'clock game on Sunday, the Bulldogs taking on the Warriors.
Now, the Warriors, they're playing with a bit of consistency. They should win this game. They seem to have confidence. So for that reason, I'll take the Dogs.
I knew that was coming. I'm with you, brother. They will fold when the pressure gets on. Okay, the Raiders and my Chooks, that's the 4 o'clock game. You're going to hear it live on Triple M as Triple M rocks the footy. It is going to be about, what, about 2 or 3 degrees. I know that your daughter was in around Canberra for a while. You've got a good array of long johns and all that to go down there to call this one maroon?
Well, mate, I'm not calling this one. I think Dan is, but I know Dan. I've known him since he was a young fella. He hates the cold, so he'll have the long johns, the UGG boots. He won't care how he looks, mate. He'll be rugged up like he's going to the bloody Himalayas.
Okie dokie. So who do you like?
I'm going to take the Roosters. I really think the Roosters, and I hate to say it, but they are the team to beat at the moment. I think the Roosters are... I'm just going to think my dog's going to get run over. No, he's okay. I think the Roosters are the team to beat, mate. You've got Cooper Cronk. You've got Luke Keary coming back. Latrell Mitchell. What about this Joseph Manu for a player? And then you've got, you know, Victor Radley, Boyd Cordner, mate. I hate to say it, but they are the team to beat the Roosters.
Don't you put the Jonah on them. Stop it, please.
They'll win.
I'm not listening to you. Now, just on this, your dog, you're worried about your dog, all right? Now, yes. There's two schools of thoughts here. What type of dog would Maroon own? Now, is it a yappy little dog, or do you have a Great Dane or something? Or something in the middle, Labradoodle or something? What do you have, Maroon?
Mate, the world class Fox Terrier, who, by the way, won the Yarra Bay Dog Paddling Championships, under 8 kilo division. He comes 17th last year. He won a ribbon for it, the Encouragement Award. Mate, he's the greatest little dog. You can have everyone in my family as long as I keep the dog.
All right, what's his name? Did you give him a sauce? Did you name him after like Eric Sims or Bob McCarthy? What did you call him?
Well, his real name's Da Vinci, but his stage name, when he's in the dog paddling, his stage name's Dish Boy.
Dish Boy.
So have a look out for him. He's got his own Facebook page. He's an award winner.
All right. Now, I know you want to give a big cheerio to the Stingrays. They've got their grand final on Saturday.
You wouldn't believe it. I've just got off the phone from Ego. I said, Ego, if you blokes win this, I said, Eggy, if you boys get up and win this, I'm going to put you forward for the Manly game, for the Manly job. But you know what? They're like the Stingrays. I said to him, for God's sake, Ego, for God's sake, don't you blokes get out celebrating. See, they're likely to get out and celebrate the night before. That's the biggest problem we've got in our camp, that they'll get out and celebrate the night before. But it's going to be a big day. Go to Stingrays. No one will ever forget what happens this weekend at Long Flat. They came from nowhere, the mighty Stingrays.
Okay, well, there it is. Maroon tipping the Stingrays there, and God help them if they have to carry him as well. Anyway, for the friendly Fernie, well, the unfriendly Fernie to me, and the unfriendly Sets, but friendly to everybody else, and Alistair, that is Maroon's tips for the week. Thank you, great man.
Glory, glory.